Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Over in the Proverbs in chapter 28, verse 14, we can read about what it is to practice in the presence of God. Listen to what the text says. Blessed is the one who always trembles before God, but whoever hardens their heart falls into trouble. Now, you've heard me say on this podcast many times that to fear the Lord is to truly be reverent and to be in awe of the Lord. This is the same context. Blessed is the one who always trembles, is in awe, who is awestruck before God, but whoever hardens their heart falls into trouble. And we know the picture of hardening your heart is truly the picture of when our soul is no longer in awe or mesmerized by the goodness and the grace of God. To always tremble before God is a way to talk about existentially, moment by moment, practicing the presence of God. It means to keep God consciously in mind as you move through your day. You never get mad at someone without remembering that God is there, watching and waiting. This is the God who has come from heaven to earth to forgive us, who forgave his enemies from the very cross that took his life. To the degree that you remain deliberately aware of this, you'll maintain a soft heart toward those that wrong you, not a hard heart. I believe with all my heart that one of the great things about following Jesus is that we are literally led into having and growing a softer heart that is softer toward the things of God, the actions of God, and the will of God. Jesus may have had this proverb in mind when he told the parable of the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18, the servant who owed his master an enormous amount of money but was forgiven. But when he met a fellow servant who owed him a tiny amount, he was harsh and vicious with him. Failure to forgive others who have wronged us demonstrates that we have forgotten how much we have been forgiven and at what cost to Jesus our Lord. How can you today discipline yourself to practice the presence of the Lord? Now, I want to remind you that to practice the presence of the Lord says that we might remain in awe. We never just take that for granted. It is that we're to keep God consciously in mind as we move through every moment of our day to the degree that we are deliberately aware of it. We are to be so present that we know that he holds every moment in his hand. So join me in this prayer. Lord God, there could not be a more practical spiritual discipline in my life than to keep you ever before me. Would you make me aware of your presence and let me practice your presence in my life in every moment of this day. Remind me nonstop that you hold me in the palm of your hand and give me time to stop and remember your goodness and your grace and the person you've called me to be throughout this day. To be always aware of your presence in every conversation, in every action, and in every event. God, I long to keep you in mind right before me, knowing this is the way of the cross and true heaven-sent wisdom. Lord, I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, that's what it's like to practice his presence. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.